Hello, everyone, and welcome to the HHW Show podcast presented by Clovercrest Media. It is the hard-hitting wrestling show, and we got quite a topics to cover on this show. But first, I want to introduce a little upcoming event that's happening this weekend. That's right, this Sunday is NXT TakeOver. That's right, this Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be the prediction show hosted by myself and my other colleague, Hector V. So this Sunday, 7 o'clock, we're going to make our picks, and the matches are the NXT Championship, Karrion Kross with Scarlett versus Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, and Pete Dunne. It is the Fatal 5-Way. The winner will take the title. All right, but as of right now, Karrion Kross is favored to win that match, but don't sleep on Adam Cole because he got something in his sleeves. But I would definitely tell you exactly who I'm picking this Sunday. Also, NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez defends her title versus Ember Moon. NXT North American Championship Bronson Reed and NXT Tag Team Champion MSK, they're all going to defend their titles against the Legado de Fantasma. All right? The winner takes all in a six-man tag. That's right. Santo Escobar will be wanting that NXT North American Championship. And, of course, those tag team titles, the Legado de Fantasma, they wanted. They've been eagerly wanting those titles. Quite of a battle for those six men. But who's going to come out on top? We'll have to wait and see on that. Also, a new title's in the making there with the Million Dollar Championship. That's right, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, is bringing that title back. And no other than Cameron Grimes versus LA Knight for that title. And last, Mercedes Martinez versus Zia Lee. Quite of a match going on. Five matches is going to happen starting live at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Peacock. If those of us in the United States and everybody outside the United States, you can still see it on the WWE Network. But who's your taking? I would like to know. So leave a comment on your Facebook, Twitter, or on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel if you like it. Press the like button on Facebook. Let me know. Share your comments. I want to share it with everybody, all the listeners and viewers here. And, of course, right after this show, you could hear it on your favorite podcast platform. I also want to bring in here Frank. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know about that spelling that you got there, man, but I think you're missing that letter A in speaking.
Yep. Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to say there. That word, man.
There we go.
But, big news, big surprising news that I heard today. Leo Rush is retiring from wrestling, but will be committed to finishing up with the New Japan Wrestling show over there. But he is calling it the end, dealing with injuries and everything else. Are you surprised by the move that he had done?
I'm left in shock. I wouldn't think that he would retire so soon. I mean, I understand it probably, you know, just for the fact that he, you know, you get hurt and injuries hurt. You know, when you're really injured, you're trying to come back. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of physical therapy. And you know what? Mentally, some people can't handle it. You know, I mean, we've had him on the show. We've known his struggles and, you know, what he's gone through, you know, in life and stuff. And maybe this is just one of those things where he sees that, hey, I want my life. I want to be, you know, as I'm older, you know, walking straight, not limping. I mean, take a look at all these other, you know, wrestlers from our younger generation, you know, that are older now, how they are. I mean, look, Lex Luger, one of them, you know.
Absolutely, yes. And there's a lot of, even Hulk Hogan himself, who was dealing with some back issues and everything. You know, the body takes it. You know, and the punishment that he made, and I like the comment that Bad Bunny said, because he was interviewed in a separate podcast, and they asked him how was his experience wrestling, especially at WrestleMania, and he even said it that just the preparation itself, like, he can't believe that these current superstars are on there. are actually doing it on a daily basis. You know, slamming yourself on the mat, off the ring, everything, all these high-risk maneuvers that they do on a daily basis just to perfect it and everything else. I mean, I'm surprised not more and more superstars are getting injured, to be honest with you. But for Lio Rush, he did injure himself in that pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. He had a separated shoulder. He's nursing that right now. And once he gets to his full recovery, he's going back to Japan to finish his contract. But definitely he did mention something about, you know, he still want to be able to do things. He's still young. Man, he's only 26 years old, you know, and he still wants to be able to pick up his baby and everything else. He does have a newborn child that was I don't know the exact date, but I know that baby's a few months old. And for everything that he wants to accomplish, you know, yeah, there's a lot of obstacles, but there's a limit. You know, there is a limit. You know, you and I have been in the military. We knew when that time was up. Like, you know, you did 3-4 years. I had to do 2 decades and stuff. But sometimes the body tells you, you know, I had enough is enough. And, you know, I am proud to have Lio Rush on the show. Oh, those of you that missed it, oh, you can see it on Clovercrest Media and on hhwshow.com. But I can't wait to have him back on the show, to be honest with you, man, because I really want to know, you know, his decision-making. I like to compare people's decision-making when they decide, hey, you know, enough's enough, I want to retire, especially in that age, man. And he's a smart dude. He's very talented. You know, he's trying to he's also an actor. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on that platform itself.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it could be a wide variety of things. I mean, look, at the end of the day, remember, this is a job for them too. So maybe the job's no longer fun. You know, when you look at all these athletes, when, you know, whether they're football, basketball, they, you know, when they tend to retire, you know, when they're at a younger age, you always see them say, you know what, it's just no longer fun.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Maybe that's one of those things for them.
Nothing's ever fun when you're always hurt, man. You know what I mean? Because once you get hurt, there's some motions in your body that you can't do anymore. Right. And you try to like find an alternative. And sometimes that doesn't even work, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you go home, you rest. The next morning you wake up, you're still sore. You're still dealing with the injury. And it gets harder and harder every day. So, yeah, I totally, totally understand. And I got nothing but respect for Lio Rush. I know there's always that little comment that they want to add in these articles about, you know, before he left, there was some issues in the locker room and stuff. But, you know, man, let go of those rumors. Let go of all these stuff because, look, at the end of the day, he was a cruiserweight champion. He did work alongside with Bobby Lashley, and everything was a success. I mean, they put the title around him for crying out loud. So,
right.
But hey, with that in mind, you know, best of luck to Lio Rush. Lio Rush, if you're hearing us, hey, we appreciate it. We love to have you back on our show. But another thing that's going on, it's our number one topic here: teasers versus bullies. Now, there's a lot of misconception when it comes to teasers and bullies, and I would like to share this with you because a person who makes fun of or provokes others in a playful or unkind way, that's pretty much just a tease, right? But a bully is a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those that are more vulnerable. And in this case, we're talking about Bayley and Bianca Belair. Now, Bianca Belair has been talking about, you know, she's been dealing with a lot of bullies in her life, especially through school. People saying that she can't do this, she can't do that, you know. And look, she became the SmackDown Women's Champion by defeating Sasha Banks. But Bayley, who's already lost once, she is now getting into her skin to Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair issued a challenge to Bayley, and Bayley accepted. So now we got them two at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those that Bayley just picks and picks and comes after you and comes after you and comes after you. You know, with Bayley, you kind of – it's hard to judge sometimes if she's actually teasing you or she's being a bully, you know. But I think in this case, she's trying to bully herself into it and, you know, get herself her match. So, you know, Bianca bit it and said, hey, let's go, let's do it.
And then she got fed up, man. She really got fed up with it. You know, she was like, nah, What was it? They said, I mean, I can't even intimidate her or anything, but no, enough is enough. Sometimes you just gotta be like, hey, every time she steps foot in the ring, every time she's trying to do something, there's always Bayley right there. This time around, she's so-called claim she's via satellite. but she got that evil laugh, man. But that evil laugh, man, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here in SmackDown? Are we seeing another type of fiend happening in SmackDown with Bayley?
Nah, I don't see that happening. I mean, Bayley's just one of those people that she wants to intimidate you.
Mm. You know, whatever it is, it's working, man. It's really working. So
the way you speak to somebody and how you talk to them, you could get to somebody. You know, it's not always, hey, I got to push you around, because my mouth could destroy you.
There's other ways to convince somebody to get that title shot once again. And Bayley's method is working right now.
Yeah.
So, but hey, it's talking about teasers and bullies and stuff like that. You know, we're here trying to give advices and stuff like, yo, this is something that you shouldn't do, right? But somebody else can't take advice, and no other than Riddle. Riddle was taking advice by Randy Orton to finish his opponent. His opponent was Kofi Kingston, and apparently he just wanted to be a Randy Orton. He wanted to RKO, do it the way Randy Orton does it, and it backfired. And Kofi Kingston ended up winning the match, okay? And this is a perfect example of reality. You know, us old folks coming in trying to give advice to a young buck, and most of the time it doesn't register until it's too late.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, how many times when you were in the service, you gave people, you know, you gave your soldiers a piece of advice, all right, and they just looked at you like, yeah, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's never been in my shoes. Come on, I could do it better than he can.
It's not, you know? It's not even that. Even your parents telling the kids, right, or you go to school, the teacher's telling you, hey, man, if I were you, I wouldn't do that. Especially that key phrase right there. If I were you, you know, they call it the sentence starter, you know, and, you know, hey, and then what happens? You know, what's your favorite saying? What happened was. Yeah, of course, you know.
It behooves you, you know, not to do this or not to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You're right. And as far as for Riddle's concerned, I mean, he paid the price, man. And I'm just curious what's going to happen next Monday, you know. Would he still continue talking? We see that key method, because listen, I was actually looking forward for Randy Orton and Riddle, the RK Bros, to match up with AJ Styles and Omos, right?
Oh yeah.
But now, and out of respect, because the Viking Raiders had their moment before they got injured, you know. But now they're back, and it just seems like they're coming back at the right time, right, to get into the title picture for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, definitely. I think for them, it is the right time. You know, I mean, before they had that go back and forth with the Street Profit Raiders or whatever the hell they were called, you know, and that was more of a joke. But I think now it's their time. They're going to be able to go up against a team that is not – they're not as together. I mean – don't get me wrong, Styles and almost are a tag team, but they haven't been around together long enough.
But do they need to be long enough to actually work together? I mean, look, AJ Styles is a Grand Slam champion. You expect a lot of things from him, like very hard for him to get pinned, right? And then you got a guy like Omos who's 7 feet tall, and this guy's a monster. So you put them together, sometimes they – You got a team that's going to click right away. I feel like they're clicking already.
I actually want them to lose. I don't like – I want to see Omos one-on-one, and I want to see him beat the crap out of everybody that comes his way. You know, I would love to see almost just dominate as a big man. I, you know, when it comes down to WWE, I love to see the big guys just kick ass.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. I would love to see that. However, you know, who's going to really go against Omos with that height, though? You know
doesn't
what I mean?
Matter. I mean, hey, look. Hey, look,
I think out of all the those that are over 7 feet tall wrestlers, right? I think he is the most more athletic than any other 7-footer that I've seen in WWE history.
I think we got to see him a little more.
Okay, name me one then.
Undertaker. Undertaker was very athletic.
Yeah, but he wasn't 7 feet tall.
He was close enough.
No.
No, you don't think so? I think he was.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
I mean, 7 feet tall. Yeah, well.
Okay, so we had George Gonzalez. He was, I think he was 7'7". Then you had Andre the Giant. Now, we already talked about Omos, right?
Right.
We had the great Khali.
Okay? He wasn't agile at all.
No. All right, maybe Big Cass. Big Cass is he's 7 feet tall himself.
Big Cass.
Right. Yeah.
Very athletic.
Very.
For his big size. He flew, I think, a couple times.
He flew a couple of times. I guess. For almost himself, I mean, this guy really gets in the ring and, you know, he grabs you. I mean, his maneuvers and everything is so powerful. You know, finally we got a giant that can actually do something that actually his character drives in with the power that he uses in the ring. And of course, you're going against tag team. I'm just curious to see how he's going to end up wrestling the Viking Raiders because these guys are big and, I mean, they're big all the way around. You know what I mean? This ain't the New Day that he could toy with. And I don't think that he's going to be able to – I mean, I think he'll slam them, but I don't think he's going to take both of them at the same time.
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, being tall or not, it's hard to take on two guys at once.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
One guy could go high, the other guy goes low. So you know what? You know, it's hard. You got to be very, very athletic and very, very – you know, strong wise to go ahead and take on two people at one time.
Yeah. I feel you.
So who knows?
Only the Viking Raiders. I mean, anybody else, I could probably understand that. Right.
Right. And the Viking Raiders are, they are a big tag team. You know, they're not tall, you know, but they're thick, they're wide.
Right.
And then that helps.
And they collaborate with one another. Unlike the RK Bros, which, again, there's a lot of singles competition, especially that it is a tag team division. You know, that's something I don't understand. Why can't we have RK Bros versus the New Day 2-on-2? You know what I mean? Have these guys wrestle. But, hey, we had a battle royal, which was fine. I liked it. I enjoyed it. You know,
I liked it.
But I like to see more tag teams, right? Because you want to strengthen that division. All right. But as far as Riddle's concerned, man, I think he has a lot to learn if he wants to continue working with Randy Orton.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has to understand that Randy Orton, number one, is the older individual. He's the veteran. He knows how the ropes go. And Riddle needs to go ahead and understand that he's under Randy Orton's wing.
Well, understanding one thing, but, you know, his role is very immature, you know. But when he's in the ring, I mean, there's just something about him that evilness is trying to come out. And I think that his character is going to change pretty soon to be more of a serious Riddle. I mean, look, I mean, he got rid of his first name. That's step one. Step two, now he's with Randy Orton. And I think by the time he finishes with Randy Orton, he's going to be a different character. And I'm going to love it even more. Serious mode of Riddle.
I think seeing Riddle in a more of a heel role
I don't say heel, but he's definitely going to be serious.
A more serious role. But I think him as a heel will be pretty good for business.
Well, we're talking about business here. You know, I have to ask you, if you ran a business, do you think about your family first or do you think about your business?
I always think family first.
Well, and in this regards, you know, referring to is Kofi Kingston, who did beat Riddle in the match, but encountered MVP. And they have some words of choice within each other. And one of it being that, you know, MVP actually was emotional when the hype of Kofi Mania came into place, mm-hmm. where Kofi Kingston went to WrestleMania, defeated Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Now, I still have that feeling that that moment should have happened at the Elimination Chamber when he was a fill-in and he did a fabulous job. I think that they should have called an audible. That's just in my opinion. But for that to carry on to WrestleMania, it was predictable that he was going to become WWE champion. Now, being that it went the way it is and the matches that he had faced, especially one of them being Randy Orton, which he had a big feud with, now, I mean, he lost the title like within 8 seconds, right? Against Brock Lesnar on the debut of SmackDown on Fox. He got a little tease coming in during the Battle Royal or the Royal Rumble, excuse me. And the fact that he's never gotten or received that title shot, and for him to try to make that little small comeback, he fell short by losing to the Scottish Psychopath. So with MVP adjusting it to Kofi Kingston, do you smell maybe a breakup with the New Day?
I would hope not, because I like the New Day. Mm-hmm. But I think to push Kofi more, he's going to have to break up with the New Day.
Because the New Day, he has to break up with the New Day in order to go single and run and go for the WWE titles, what you're saying?
I think so. I don't see the New Day giving them much of anything anymore, except only for, you know, tag team runs. You know, they've been so well known as a tag team, where there's been, you know, him and Woods or him and Biggie or all three of them.
Right.
You know, for at least 3 years at least. Yeah, right, but it's going more. But I think that in order to push him further, I think he's going to need a little bit more help. And I think that's what MVP is trying to tell him. Hey, come with me.
Well, let's put it this way, right? We see SmackDown when it comes to family issues, right, with Roman Reigns and the Usos, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have MVP, which he did state, and I quote what he was saying, watching you celebrate at Kofi Mania, I get goosebumps to this day talking about it. Seeing you with your sons in that ring, that's what triggered me to want to come back here, because finally WWE had a champion that I could relate to and be proud of. Now, those are strong words from MVP for somebody that always handling business stuff, but that one was very personal to him, right? But you're talking about him probably breaking up. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. I think that Xavier Woods, who's also was a manager, who was also by Kofi's side, I think that that will continue. You know what I mean? If the New Day don't continue as tag teams. So I do see maybe a Kofi Mania after Hell in a Cell. And if the rumor is that Brock Lesnar or John Cena's coming back, you know, however they trying to make this happen with both Universal Champion and WWE Champion, if one of them fails or for whatever reason, I got a feeling that the backup plan will be Kofi Kingston to try to go after that title, because of the fact that he still got one up on Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I think that might be a possibility. Or Brock comes back and he beats Brock for the title. Da-da-da-da, and he gets his revenge.
Oh, and then Kofi gets his revenge. I'll tell you what, man. If maybe we might see a new and improved Kofi Kingston, because he did battle against Bobby Lashley, right? Maybe, just maybe, but I'm not sold on that yet. I'm not. I got to see more of Kofi Kingston. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I mean, let's see how it goes. It might happen. It might not happen. I mean, we're speculating and we're hoping to get everything going and, you know, see how things go with this. You know, hopefully, you know, Kofi could get the title. You never know.
I don't know, but I want to share something with you right here. And this is the HHW Show website. And I wrote an article here about Will Mysterio revenge on Roman Reigns. And this here was, in fact, because of what happened on SmackDown when we had Roman Reigns interfering in the match with the Usos and the Mysterios for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. He put the guillotine on Dominic. He whooped on Rey Mysterio. Do you feel or do you believe that Rey Mysterio will do his best to go after Roman Reigns?
Well, there's a saying in Spanish, right? It's juega con la cadena, pero deja el mono quieto. Play with the chain, but leave the monkey alone. That's what the mother monkey tells everybody else. All right? Mm-hmm. So in this case, it's very simple. When you mess with family and you mess with the kids, the parents are going to come back and want to kick your ass. Because I'll tell you, I don't care who you are. Mess with me all you want. Play with the chain all you want. But don't mess with my kids because I'm going to come after you.
But Dominic is not a kid anymore, man.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's a kid. He's still his son.
Hey, he wanted to be a superstar, right? Then he should counterattack or do something. But there ain't nobody stopping Roman Reigns. Honestly. Hey, Ray, look, man.
I don't think Ray can stop Roman Reigns, but he's going to try to.
I don't think he's going to make an itch out of it, though. I'll be surprised, honestly. Honestly. And that was not to say that by the time Rey Mysterio is trying to get after Roman Reigns, he's going to have to deal with the Usos. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. He's going to have to deal with the Usos. I mean, but why not just have Rey and Roman go at it? And that might lead to opening a door. Or maybe Jimmy comes around and says, hey, Oos. You know, and helps out Mysterio. I don't know. I mean, it's going to get crazy. Something odd is going to happen.
Well, watch. Jimmy wasn't down with the guillotine and everything because he kept on telling Roman Reigns, hey, let it go. Let him go.
Right.
You know, but correct. Hey, this is a wild card, man. This is a wild card. But Paul Heyman did say on Talking Smack, and he sent a message to Rey Mysterio warning him, maybe reconsider trying to get that revenge. But that push is there. And you're right, man. When you mess with family, you know, you go after that person no matter what. But if I can't beat him, I will do something to get even.
Yeah.
I would.
I would too. I mean,
I think this is a setup for a big surprise moving on because the next pay-per-view, you know, we still got Money in the Bank and then we got SummerSlam. I'm just saying something is going to happen. I think they messed with the wrong person. That's maybe all I'm saying. But at the same time, you know, if Rey Mysterio does decide to go after Roman Reigns, where does that going to leave with the tag team titles? Because they still have to defend those titles.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's where Jimmy and Jay will get their titles.
I'm pretty much sure that they will. Don't get guaranteed if they would got that rematch. I strongly believe that the Usos are capable of defeating the Mysterios. You know, I understand the history with the father and son, but as far as, you know, the longevity of being the champion, I just don't foresee them lasting that long. You know, I mean, I think it'll be too far of a stretch if they reach the SummerSlam, but if that's the case, then it is what it is. But I'm looking forward for them to do it. And then I'm also looking forward to Street Profits once they get the finish with the American Alphas, right? that maybe we'll definitely have another match of the Street Profits versus the Usos, because that's that dream match that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
They had their match, but it ain't the same when it's a pay-per-view event, especially a big granite stage like SummerSlam.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Hey, there's more to follow on this. The HJW show will be live this Sunday for the prediction show on the NXT TakeOver In Your House. By all means, follow us. Like I said, follow us here on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Leave your remarks. Tell us how you feel, man. Also, go on hhwshow.com. Leave your comments for these articles that's being posted, not just only at pro wrestling, but if you follow baseball and you follow football. We got more breaking news on college football on the podcast called All Four Downs. So that's coming up as well. And then Frank has a show come right after this, is Speaking It Real. So by all means, go ahead and follow him on Speaking It Real. Let me go ahead and post it up your name real quick. On Twitter, is that Speaking It Real One, the number one. So by all means, follow him. Great show, great topics, current events, political views, and pretty much, you know,
a lot of social issues. Yeah, it is. You know, we touch up on social issues. We touch up on politics. We come up with sports here and there. You know, it really all depends on what the flow of things going, you know, but you can hit us up on Facebook, which is Speaking It Real Podcast, you know, which is our Facebook page. And then we also have a group, which is Speaking It Real. So, you know what? Hit us up. We're there.
Absolutely. You know, YouTube, and don't forget to subscribe to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. That is HHW Show. Bombies, go ahead. Here's a preview of Hell in a Cell, of the current events that's happening in preparation for the next pay-per-view. Check it out. Thank you for watching the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. Please subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook, and follow me, Ovi Muniz, on Twitter. On behalf of Clovercrest Media, thank you for watching, and I'll see you this weekend.